I want to touch a little bit on the issue that you mentioned before about adjuvant trastuzumab or Herceptin. And, you know, we talked about the whole issue of clinical research and what it could yield. And certainly this has been a really great example of how research can be so helpful to patient care. Can you kind of provide an overview of where we are right now in terms of adjuvant Herceptin and clinical practice based on these trials?
The adoption of trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting was probably the most rapid uptake of any chemotherapeutic agent in the 20 years that I've been in practice after the presentation of the data. And so when this presented in ASCO, literally within weeks, most of the practices that I'm in touch with came back and immediately initiated the use of trastuzumab-like protocol. In other words, a year of trastuzumab initially with a taxane following an AC regimen, although we now have another effective combination with the TCH combination as a non-anthracycline alternative. So that was very gratifying. Again, my perspective over 20 years is that not only was the data from that trial so remarkable, but it got out so fast and it changed practice so fast, and therefore more patients benefited from that, perhaps more than anything else in oncology history that I'm aware of. And that's very gratifying because when you have a good discovery, it should get out to patients right away. And in fact, it's interesting, it took it something like 6 or 12 months for the FDA to approve it. By that time, everybody was using it, and importantly, it was getting reimbursed on the heels of the ASCO data. Now, we just finished an ASCO, and we just had an update from Edith Perez about the combined analysis of the two North American trials. And what's very fascinating and very gratifying is the data is holding up. And so not only do we see that now at 4 years of follow-up, that the same proportional benefit of about 50% improvement and relapse-free survival continues, but we see a very firm about 15% absolute benefit across all different subgroups of patients. So it doesn't matter if you have one node positive or five nodes positive, or younger or older, the benefit of trastuzumab is pervasive across all of those subgroups. So it's clearly here to stay.